Lesson 4, consonant substitutions of the French accent. Over and above this rear nasal resonance focus of the French accent, perhaps the most important characteristic sound of the accent is the pronunciation of the R, R. In French, regardless of whether the R appears at the beginning of a syllable or follows a vowel, it is never pronounced R or R, as it is in most standard American regions. In this pronunciation, the tip of the tongue comes up in American. It arches up, R, and you get that familiar American sound, which is called a retroflexed R. By contrast, in French speech, the front of the tongue is rather immobile. The back of the tongue comes up to the velum or soft palate, and the air is forced between tongue and velum. R, 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 r. You try it. R, 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 r. Keep the front down and the back up. You can both hear and feel how closely this R production is related to this velar uvular resonance placement we worked so hard on in earlier lesson. This R placement reinforces the focus of the resonance at its new point. Let's try a few words. Rose, river. You see the tongue does not come up in front, it comes up in back, very close to that point of resonance focus. Let's again try just a single R, alternate between American pronunciation and the front of the tongue comes up, and the new French placement, and the back comes up, all right? R, 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 R. Let's try just a few words now, with the initial R, before the vowel. Really, really, rose, rose, ready, ready, cringe, cringe, broke, broke. Moving on now to the ER, ER, ER sounds, even when it is not spelled with ER, when it's spelled sometimes with an IR as in thirsty or an EA as an earnest, various different spellings. But even when the ER comes at the end of the word, the back of the tongue still comes up. Dodger. Dodger. Now you find really in many French pronunciations that the R actually changes the vowel as well to air. So we have Dodger, Dodger. Let's try that one. Runner. Runner. Player. Player, curse, curse, thirsty, thirsty, earnest, earnest. You can hear the tongue coming up. It's not a complete throat clearing sound, but air, air, air. The tongue still gliding up to the velum in the back. We will now look at situations where the R follows some other vowels, and you want to make sure that you get the tongue up and that you continue doing the resonance. Jeer, jeer. Weird, weird. Perhaps a little nasal spill comes from this, a little bit of that sense of rear focus coming out of the R. Steer, steer. Gear, gear. Hair, hair. Bear, bear. Sure, sure. Allure, allure. Endure, endure. For, for. We're doing all different vowels before the R. Sure, sure. Door, door. Before, before. Star, star. Mar, mar. Retard, retard. Let's now do some sentences. The runner staggered over the ridge and recovered his reward. The runner staggered over the ridge and recovered his reward. Keep doing the resonance. Don't forget it. You must generate the sounds out of the resonance. You do it in isolation and it doesn't sound French at all. One more sentence.
The girl put the worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder.
The girl put the worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder. This R is very, very important in the French. If you go too far with it, it sounds too stereotyped. If you don't do it at all, it does not have the true sound of the French accent. Also, a very important pronunciation change in consonants of French is the ch and the j sounds, as in chip and judge. This will be called sometimes the ch and the j. And here we tend to move away from the plosive part of the affricate and more towards the ship sh for the ch and the zh for the j. There's still sometimes a bit of the plosive aspect of it still remains, but it's much more towards the fricative now than it is to the plosive part of these double sound combinations or affricatives. Word list. Chip, sheep. Chimney, chimney. Chime, chime. Chirp, chirp. Chalk, shark. Moving on to the voiced one. Judge, judge. Jingle, jingle. Jet, jet. Bridge, bridge. Budge, barge. Sentences. Churchill always chucked babies under the chin. Churchill always chucked babies under the chin. Under the chin, that is. Churches and chapels aren't places for childishness. Churches and chapels aren't places for childishness. The huge refrigerator froze the bridge club's snacks. The huge refrigerator froze the bridge club's snacks. And finally, a judge and jury juggled the decision. A judge and jury juggled the decision. All of those sounds still come out of the resonance. Another very important French substitution is the TH sounds, both the voiceless TH as in thank and the voiced one as in therefore. Both of them tend to turn into a fricative, the voiceless one turning into S and the voiced one turning into Z. Now, again, there's sometimes still a bit of a flavor of the plosive part here, but especially in very thick accent, you have only the fricative. Thank, sank. Thin, seen. Think, sink. Thorax, sorax. Now going on to the voiced one, other, other. Therefore, therefore. They, they. Now you do a quick release with the tongue from the z, and you still get a little bit of the sense of the th. Word list. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. With the voiced one.
There's a day left before they go to the other country.
There's a day left before they go to the other country. I suggest don't draw this out too long. If you say, there is a day left before they go to the other country, then you're really going to call attention to it. But if you just say, there's a day left before, then you have the sense of what that sound is.
The voiceless one again. Ethnic Catholics think Luther's theory wrong.
Ethnic Catholics think Luther's theory wrong.
And finally, a voiced one. They played around with this, that, and the other thing.
they played around with this, that, and the other thing. Now, after a while, when a French person is learning English, sometimes the TH sound will come in. So you'll have, they played around with this and that and the other thing. And sometimes it will be a quick release, this and that. But depending upon the level of the accent and how long they've been speaking it. We look now at another consonant change. This one is not a hugely important one, but just with the Z sound, the Z becoming a voiceless S, especially in plurals when it comes at the ends of words. So we have tries, tries, repose, repose, zebra, zebra. It's not nearly as important as the beginning of the words. He tries to wake her from her repose, but fails. He tries to wake her from her repose, but fails. Now, there are some English words which are influenced by particular pronunciation of similar words in the French language. These are especially the words that in English end in T-I-O-N and S-I-O-N, shun, and words that end in A-B-L-E. Now, be really careful in French, because they may detract much too much if you say too much things like diction, diction, prediction, prédiction, refrigeration, refrigération, adorable, adorable, intelligible, intelligible, or intelligible. You don't want to go too far with that sort of thing. Be very careful. One other thing that's not always necessary is the tendency for the initial H in a syllable to be dropped. So we have history, history, highwayman, highwayman, haphazardly, haphazardly. Now you can put the H's in and it will still sound very French. So be careful, because sometimes you can interfere very, very much with intelligibility if you spend too much of your efforts with this dropping of the H's and putting in the French pronunciation and going too far with the stress on the final syllables and all of these other things that lead to stereotypes, which we will discuss a little bit more in the next lesson. What I'm going to do now is just to remind you once more that it will be necessary for you to keep going back to the lessons on the French resonance, produce that resonance, get that focus, use all the techniques we worked on, then go over and over the vowel changes and generate them out of the resonance, not as intellectualized, memorized substitutions in sound. Start working a little bit with the stress and the rhythm. Then go on and do this relatively minor number, at least, of changes in consonants, although the R and the CH and the THs are extremely important to getting the sound of the French accent. As I said, it's the end of the lesson on the major consonant changes for the French accent.